All right, time for some hardcore truth about the Tren de Aragua invasion and takeover of sanctuary cities across America, as well as the Haitian invasion that's happening in Springfield, Ohio. And just a quick note, understand that the corporate media, who function as the enemies of America, they are treasonous actors. They deliberately lie and mislead in order to try to achieve their goals, which are the total takeover of America and the replacement of the American people with violent migrants, and then the total destruction of the United States of America as we know it. Ultimately, they want to take down the Bill of Rights and the Supreme Court, and they want to have a one-party state run by tyrants with absolute control over all speech. They want to ban the Second Amendment. And these are just steps on the way to achieving that. They have to bring in millions of migrants and then give them the right to vote in order to outvote the American people. They also have to vaccinate the American people with death jabs, sterilization shots, depopulation, bioweapons, so that the American people can no longer reproduce or they die off, and then they are replaced by the new migrants who are not vaccinated by and large, and their children are not required to be vaccinated to attend public school. So understand, the American people are being targeted with death weapons by their own government, their own media, their own doctors and hospitals and medical journals are targeting the people for extermination and then replacing them with these illegal violent migrants that are eating people's cats and eating the geese in the city park. And soon, what's coming next, which is what I wanted to get to here, is they're going to turn to cannibalism, and it won't be long before they start eating your children. This is not hyperbole. I've spoken with Michael Yon, who actually hunted cannibals. He talks about it openly. That's part of his history. And what happens in these third world societies is, as the system breaks down and the farms are shut down, which is part of the green philosophy, part of the Kamala Marxism slash communism goals, is to shut down food infrastructure, farming, shut down combustion engines, essentially make mechanized farming illegal. You will have such famine, mass starvation across America, that the violent migrants will be eating your children. As sure as the sun rises, they will turn to cannibalism, because this is what is seen in third world societies as they turn to desperation over and over and over again. I know it's a subject that not a lot of people dare talk about. And of course, the corporate media pretends, oh, that would never happen. They're liars. They're the same people who said there's not an open border. Same people who said, oh, nobody's coming into America. Same people who said, oh, the government's not coming for your guns. Same people who said, oh, the government's not censoring your speech. Every single time it was a lie. And they're telling more lies now, and they're saying, oh, don't, they're saying the Haitians aren't even eating people's cats. Of course they are. That's just the beginning. And when cannibalism goes into full effect across the sanctuary cities, the media is going to deny that too. And then you'll see stories popping up. Oh, you know, a child missing, and then the bones were found over here in some migrant camp next to a barbecue pit, you know, and it's going to be real. But the media is going to deny it. And of course, the bleeding heart liberals will say, oh, that can't be true. You're making it up, because they want to apologize their way into mass extermination. You know, liberals are people who would rather be polite than be alive. You know, they don't want to offend anybody, so they'll just let themselves be, you know, murdered with machetes by the invading migrants. And, you know, they'll give up their homes, they'll give up their land, their cities, they'll give up their children in order to avoid appearing to be mean. So in defending politeness, they have surrendered their entire civilization. That's what liberals have done. They've done it in Europe. Europe is essentially done for. Western Europe, I mean. They're done. They will not defend their borders. They won't defend their culture. They won't defend the rule of law. They won't defend their own people at all. Mass replacements are underway in the UK, in France, in Germany, even in Spain. And it's happening in Austria, to some degree in Romania and other countries. So the question is, will this happen in America? Well, it has already begun And by the way, the Tren de Aragua gangs are in Texas already. But I want to be clear, states like Texas will push back hard. Eventually, there will be defensive, you know, government-sanctioned teams, armed teams, that will probably be handed bounties to hunt down and literally eliminate gang members. And they'll be paid like $5,000 per gang member that they can kill. Something like that. Because it's going to go Mad Max, okay? So in the Mad Max world, there will be bounties put on the violent gangbangers or anybody that's been involved in cannibalism or stealing people's children or whatever. Child trafficking. This is going to happen in the red states, but not the blue states. The blue states will collapse into Mad Max anarchy and chaos, total destitution, mass starvation, and lawlessness. And the only people that are going to defend the communities in blue states are going to be the gangs. Let's say the American gangs. You know, the Bloods and the Crips in LA and other gangs like that that are going to defend their territory against the invading gangs. So in the blue cities, you're going to be living in a gang turf warfare battle zone. The police won't even touch it. The state guard won't even touch it. The governor, nah, not interested. You're going to be living in an actual battle zone. And your safest play in that is to don't take sides. Don't join one gang or the other. Just try to be somebody that the gangs ignore. They will kill each other, but they're not going to waste ammo. That's from their point of view, on people that they don't see as a threat. So try to blend into the woodwork and don't be a threat and, you know, don't get involved in gang activity, obviously. But it will be the American gangs that defend the American cities. Now, in more rural areas, it'll be American citizens. It'll be veterans. It'll be patriots. And of course, in places like Idaho and Wyoming and a lot of places in Utah and even rural California, Northern California, Southern Oregon, Eastern Washington, these areas will be heavily defended by American citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights. So the gangs aren't going to get a lot of traction in many of those areas, that's for sure. But in many blue states, if the Democrat government chooses to start prosecuting Americans for defending themselves, which will probably happen, then that's just going to accelerate the gang takeover. You're going to end up in a situation here where foreign migrant gangs are running and controlling significant real estate across America, significant areas. And in the blue cities, they will take over the police stations and the county courthouses. They will take over, in some cases, they'll take over transportation hubs, bus stations. And if they get powerful enough, they'll take over airports, like the smaller regional airports at first, and they'll have their own landing zones to bring in more weapons and more drugs and more human trafficking victims. And they will basically just have a beachhead in America. They'll set it up and just start running ops from their own territory inside America. And remember, the blue states won't do a damn thing about it. Neither will Kamala or any Democrat, because this is their plan. They plan to have America completely destroyed from within, and they need foreign invaders in order to achieve this. Now, people like Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel and the guys from muckraker.com, myself and others, Matt Bracken, we've all been warning about this. Alex Jones warned about this for years. And, you know, people try to pretend, oh, it wasn't real, it wasn't happening. You're just selling fear porn. You know, it's clickbait. There's not an invasion. Well, now you know it's real. Because now they're hunting your kitty cats in Ohio. Now you know it's real. They're taking over towns. And it's just going to get worse from here. Cannibalism is coming. When they start eating your neighbors, you know, maybe even some liberals will wake up. Whoa, they just ate my neighbor. Maybe we should be polite. Maybe it's part of their culture to eat your neighbors. You know, that's, you're going to hear that from Democrats because they're insane, mass mental illness. And then it won't be long before you'll see stories on CNN and MSNBC. It says, well, Well, cannibalism is just another, it's a social justice dietary system. It's actually healthier. You know, I mean, they'll have stories rolling out. Cannibalism is just their culture. You can't criticize it, or that's racist. And then you'll see Democrat politicians saying, oh yeah, we have to defend cannibalism. And, you know, it's the right. It's the rights of the newcomers. And it'll be insane. And you'll say, how on earth could it have come to this? Yeah, it's totally insane, but so has everything else. Everything else has been insane up to this point. So there's no limit to how insane it's going to get, folks. Don't think that they have a limit on insanity. They do not have a limit on insanity. They are trying to destroy this nation. There's nothing they won't do. Just understand that that's what you're facing now. And then what the corporate media really wants, they want to portray the invading migrants as victims. So they can't wait for the first, you know, shooting incident or something where some American, especially some, you know, some Trump supporting, Second Amendment supporting American ends up in some kind of fight and ends up shooting one of these migrants, most likely in self-defense. But of course, the media won't portray it as self-defense. They'll portray it as violence against migrants. You know, the newcomers are being greeted with gunfire. The Americans are so mean. And then they'll portray all the migrants as victims. And then they'll pass laws like anybody even speaking out against migrants. You know, you're complicit in violence. You know, that kind of thing is what they'll do. That's what's coming. They'll use that to engage in mass censorship. And that's how most Americans will just be, they'll just surrender to the invasion. It's like, well, there's nothing we can do. Can't speak out against them, you get arrested. Can't fight back against them, you get arrested. You know, can't even defend your own homes, you get arrested. Because the government is in on this. The federal government, and in blue states, it's the state government. Now in red states, it's different. In red states, like I said, they'll push back. So here's the upshot of this, folks. If you don't want to be killed or eaten by violent migrants, well, you probably need to get out of the blue cities and blue suburbs and at least the heavily controlled areas of blue states. And this is consistent with what I've been warning about for years. I've said this is coming. I've said you got to get to a red county in a red state where you won't be safe, because they will make it illegal for you to defend yourself. They will make it illegal for you to speak out against the crimes being committed against the American people. We are right on the verge of that right now. And if Kamala gets elected, you know what she's going to do. She's going to say that, well, any criticism of Haitians is hate speech. And we're going to criminalize hate speech because it's hateful. So when a violent migrant breaks into your house and steals your dog and chops its head off and starts to eat it, or just comes in and takes your children to, you know, roast them over a fire, you're, by law, you will have to say, oh, you're so welcome to cook my dog and eat my cats and murder my children. Yeah, because we're polite. We're polite. And anything else would be hate speech. And we don't engage in hate speech here. So come on in and take whatever you want. And of course, these violent migrants are also being given absolute legal immunity. So they don't have to have driver's licenses or license plates on their vehicles. They don't need insurance. They can drive around, and they drive like maniacs. They drive around causing accidents, running into people, running over people sometimes. And they're never held accountable. They're never arrested. They're never cited. They never have to show up in court. They have absolute legal immunity. And those of you who are law enforcement officers, you work for state patrol, highway patrol, whatever, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't waste time prosecuting these people, writing them tickets, doing anything, because they won't show up in court and the court won't even bother. The court will just dismiss it. You know what I'm talking about. This happens again and again and again. This is routine all across America. So illegals have absolute legal immunity. And in places like Denver and California, they can commit rapes, murders, arson, robbery, home invasion, assault, shoplifting, anything. Anything you can think of. They can commit it and they will not be arrested. They will not be charged. Or if, in rare cases, if they are arrested, the DA, funded by Soros, will just drop the charges and let them back onto the streets. This is all by design. The bottom line, you are on your own. If you're in a blue city or a blue state, sanctuary city place, you're on your own. The government will not help you. The police will not help you. You dial 911 and they laugh. It doesn't matter. The migrants could be literally eating your child in front of you. And you call 911 and they will say, sorry, we can't do anything about that. That's their culture. So you're on your own. What are you going to do about that? And to a lot of people, this is too shocking for them to even imagine. They're like, it can't possibly be happening. Oh, but it is. And it's going to get way worse, all by design. So what are you going to do about it? Well, I say, number one, of course, get to a red county. You know, get to a free state, a red state. Secondly, know your rights. You have the right to defend yourself. And of course, check your state laws and so on. But in states like Texas, somebody breaks into your home right there. In most cases, don't take this as legal advice, but in most cases, you have the right to shoot that invader on site if they've broken into your home and if you believe that they pose a threat to your life. Now, it all comes down to the local DA and what they're willing to charge people for doing. So be careful. If you're in a blue county, the DA may be Soros funded. They may charge you for defending yourself. So don't live there. And then you need strong local communities so that you can help each other if your community is being invaded and assaulted. And you need to support local law enforcement. That is, if they are constitutional in their actions, which, you know, choose a place to live where you have constitutional sheriffs. And they'll go to bat to defend the community and help them out. You know, help secure your community against the invaders. Help stop violence. Help defend the innocent. These are things that noble people do. None of that will happen in the blue cities. The blue cities will be absolutely overrun. Those cities will burn. Those residents will be slaughtered, murdered, and some of them eaten. So get out of those cities while you still can. For preparedness supplies, check out my website, rangerdeals.com. And there I've got links to all the different providers of different kind of preparedness items, from satellite phones to gold and silver, various formats of it, to really amazing folding firearms from Shield Arms, body armor. Keep it legal, obviously. We've got chlorine dioxide listed there. I've got a discount code for you. So just go to rangerdeals.com and check it out. And keep listening to more of my podcast. And get ready, folks. You're about to go into a freaking war zone all across America. So help defend the innocent, defend the rule of law, defend your community, and help stop violence wherever you can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got all kinds of solutions to help you get ready for the chaos, the craziness that is coming. Let me just show you what I've put on my desk here. We've got number 10 cans galore, all kinds of foods, also the Iosat potassium iodide there in front. But we've got all these foods, certified organic, laboratory tested fruits and vegetables. You can see even heavy cream there, goji berries. We've got powdered milk. We've got a blueberry vanilla pancake mix. We've got iodine vials and so much more, all available right now. You can find it at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. So just enter that in your browser, healthrangerstore.com/get ready, all together, all one word. And you'll see what we have available and the prices that we have now. Some of them are the best prices you're ever going to see because food inflation is getting worse. The supply chain is getting worse. You know the situation. But I want to bring your attention to two dates that are coming up. First, we have October 7th coming up. That's the 1 year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel, which then led to this escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas involving Gaza, the whole deal. Everybody's unhappy. Everybody's wanting to kill everybody else, it seems. And some of those people from the Middle East have come into the United States. And because the U.S. provided weapons to Israel and continues to do so, there are some people that are determined
to carry out acts of terrorism in the United States, and they intend to attack and sabotage key infrastructure. We may see power outages. We may see bombs. I hope not. I pray we don't. I pray for peace, but there are people that want to destroy America, and some of them are already here. And they're going to target bridges. They're going to target maybe, you know, grocery stores or whatever, or sporting events. I don't know. But they want to cause chaos in America. So be very cautious on October 7th, folks. Be very cautious. That's a day to be on the lookout. And then also have backup plans. Make sure you can cover yourself if the power grid doesn't work for a while, for a few days, or if the water supply doesn't work, or if the grocery stores are shut down, or if there's some other kind of critical security emergency in your area. Maybe transportation is shut down. Maybe you can't get gasoline. Maybe you don't have electricity in your home. Maybe all the food spoils in your refrigerator. Just have backup supplies ready. This is part of what we provide for you. HealthRangerStore.com/get ready is where you can find all of these items. And we've got hundreds of items, heavily scrutinized, laboratory tested, almost everything certified organic, available right now, shipping out of our warehouse in Central Texas. Now, October 7th is just one of the days. Then we've got the election day. So November 5th and 6th and 7th, so, you know, just a month later, we've got another wide open potential for chaos scenario. I don't know how that election is going to go. I don't know who's going to win or who's going to cheat. Well, we know the Democrats are going to cheat. We do know that. But we don't know if they're going to cheat enough to pull out a win or if that's going to be contested. What we do know for sure is that if Trump's team wins, the radical left-wing Marxists, they're going to erupt in mass violence and protests and start burning down buildings and attacking who knows what. And we also know that if the radical left wins, there are also going to be a lot of unhappy people about that. And you know what? The left-wing lunatics, they may set off their own violence against America anyway, thinking now no one can stop them. So they might say that that's the right time for them to activate all their invaders and all the illegal migrants and the violent people who have come into this country with the intent to carry out acts of terrorism domestically. And it's not just me saying this. You know, even the U.S. military is warning about this, and National Guard organizations, even the FBI, has similar warnings right now. Everybody knows that this is a season of high risk for terrorism attacks domestically, for sabotage against America internally by different groups who have different motivations. You know, some of them might be from the Middle East and they hate America for America's support of Israel. Others, they might be Antifa or radical left-wing groups and they hate America because, well, they're Marxists and they're communists. Or some people hate Trump. Some groups just hate the American flag. They hate freedom. I don't know. There are all kinds of psychos and mentally ill individuals out there and violent terrorists. And we need to be prepared with some just basic common sense readiness items. That's food. You know, be prepared for a nuclear event. You know, Iosat right here. This is potassium iodide. This is FDA approved for emergency use in a radiation fallout event. We've got that. And we've also got other forms of iodine available at the store right now. We've got the things that can help you get through what's coming. That's all. Help you get through what's coming. The whole world's not going to come to an end, folks. We can get through this together. We just have to be ready, have some common sense, be wise, you know, keep a level head. Whatever happens, it's good to know, you know, hey, we can handle that. Grocery stores are shut down, no problem. We've got our own backup food. Oh, electricity is down for a few days or a few weeks. Guess what? We've got backup water supplies. We've got water filters, or we have a way to survive. That's all. That's what I'm saying, is just be ready with all kinds of different strategies for survival. Right, Rhody? Yeah, come on up. What do you have to say about survival? Yeah, come on up. Yeah, you're a good boy. We got Rhody here. He's also all in for survival. As long as it involves lots of ring toys, then he's going to be okay. You good? Yeah? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. He's all into survival, especially self-survival. But folks, be ready for disruptions. This is also the season of false flag operations. So we're facing many threats from many different parties, most of whom really want to destroy America. And We have to make sure that we don't let them do that. We need to stand strong and defend this country, defend our communities, defend our rule of law. And we can't do that if we're, you know, in line at a food bank or starving to death or suffering an infection. We don't have medicine or natural medicine. You know, we need to be able to defend ourselves. And from that place of strength, then we can help defend our communities and defend our constitutional republic at the same time. So food, healthy supplements, superfoods, natural medicine, natural remedies, all of these have a very important role to play in making sure that you are strong and healthy and capable of helping to defend your nation against whatever threats come, whatever happens. We're going to be tested. This is an existential threat time for our constitutional republic. And we're going to be very fortunate to get through this unscathed. So plan on crazy things happening and also help support us because we're putting out a message of truth. We're doing amazing interviews. We're publishing stories on naturalnews.com. Brighteon.com is interviewing industry leaders in health freedom, personal liberty, and so much more. We're putting out docuseries events at brightu.com. We're putting out a free AI language model that's focused on nutrition and herbs. That's at brighteon.ai, and so on and so forth. You know, we have brighteon.io, a decentralized social media platform that cannot be censored. And we have brighteon.social also, which has been up for a few years and is a really great place for breaking news. It's kind of like Twitter, but without the censorship. Yes, Twitter or X still censors. But all of these projects, of course, cost money. We reinvest that money into those projects thanks to your support. So to the extent that you want to help yourself get prepared and also help support us, that helps us build and fund these projects that bring you these free speech platforms, these technology tools that work offline, like our AI models. They will work offline and empower you with all of this knowledge and technology to help you stay free or to defend your freedom. So we thank you for your support. You can support us right now. Shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. And get ready for October 7th. Get ready for Election Day and whatever happens after Election Day. Get ready, because some very difficult times are coming for all of us and across our nation. But God bless you all. I pray for your safety. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. And again, shop at healthrangerstore.com/get ready. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Thank you for watching today. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.